It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsbergen, WEKU Program Director, saying thanks to everyone who entered our drawing for tickets to Garrison Keillor's book reading and signing last week. The lucky winners were Twitter follower Jeff Sames and Facebook friend Melissa Blows. We hope you had a good time. And the same goes for 60 or so people who attended the day sponsor reception with former Morning Edition newscaster Gene Cochran. You can bet we'll be planning to put together another event like Wednesday's next year in honor of our day sponsors. Listener Michael emailed us, instead of all the efforts put into promoting day sponsors, I wish you'd put those efforts into promoting monthly sustaining memberships. That is the only thing I see that could get you to full sustainability and eventually no need to do on-air fundraising. This may take a long time, but if I'm going to hear pitches, I'd rather it be for sustaining memberships, whether for day sponsor or not, rather than for other donations, which, unless they happen to do it by the $15 a month method, will be one time, will go away, and you'll have to ask for it again. A recent problem with our music station, Classic 102.1, brought comments from a couple of regular listeners. We apologize, as usual, for the issues with that station, which we are diligently working to clear up. But in our efforts to keep WKYL and all our transmitters on the air, I want to let you know how to get in touch. Just between us, here is my cell phone number, which I trust you'll use only when necessary. It's 859-248-0343. Please feel free to call or send a text whenever one of our stations goes off the air or loses audio so we can take care of it ASAP. And we're always interested in more routine feedback. You can give it on Facebook or Twitter, send an email to weku at eku.edu. or call 859-622-1657. And tune in again next week at this time for listener feedback on WEKU.